Now they would beat that stuff. That's just the big kernel corn, see.
You cook it slow, and oh, it takes about 4 or 5 hours, and it'll get
some, it swells. And you
like
cook fresh pork with that, and that's the best eating boy you ever eat right there.
Mm. Well, I'll just tell my wife.
But it's sure, it's really good.
You can buy it down there in the stores. Ask for Pearl Honey.
I might just take your box.
Yeah.
And City Grocery comes in packages. They buy it to the book from someplace, and then they...
I don't know who puts that out, but now that's just the way the old Indians used to make it stuff.
Mm-hmm. Kernels that size.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's just a regular, what it is, just regular field corn.
Uh-huh.
And they go in and shell this, see. And then they put it through two or three different kinds of waters to wash it real good. And then they let it dry. And then they put it in this stump that they have. Then take this big pedestal and they just beat that stuff on this fan there, maybe for 4 or 5 hours till they get it out where they want, see. And then they just beat up a whole bunch of that stuff, and then they always just give a big feed. They invite everybody.
Generosity, we've got it. Come and get it.
Come and get it. That's the way it was. And I've heard my mother talk about long years ago when people who are farming or something, or maybe someone would get sick, while they'd get together and all the neighbors would go over there and they'd do the harvesting thing, and the women would cook the meals for them. Everybody just helped each other.
Mm-hmm. What were some of the other dishes that you had?
Well, they got what they call shuck bread.
That sounds as though it's something like a tamale.
But it's made out of meal, and they had, as well as I can remember, beans. There were beans in this too. I believe they were something like a red bean or something. I was real from, but I remember eating all that stuff. I used to go out to my aunt's, and boy, she'd have all that.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was an old timer anyway, and she cooked all those old time. And they'd always barbecue 2 or 3 goats, which I never did like. They would kill hogs and stuff like that, and they just have the neighbors in and always have a big feed.
Well, that special cookery is interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Get into it. Anything else? Shuck bread? Was that tomfula or chomfula?
No, tomfula.
Tomfula.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Tomfula.
You know, the chomfula.
And they used to have, now they had one, and I remember the Indian name for it was banaha.
Yeah, I heard that. Now let's
now,
see. That's,
I don't remember what.
I can't recall either.
Now, what does that word you said a while ago before that?
Chompula.
Chompula.
Pounding corn.
Now, I remember you
that's
used to say Chuckus Chompuli.
Yeah.
Of course, I didn't know. Now, my mother, she talks all that. She's almost full of blood. She talks the Indian language.
Well, the Choctaw word, as I understood it, was chompula.
Chompula.
And then the white man's term was tomfula, because he didn't know what chompula was, or what it meant. And it sounded like tomfula, and he knew what tomfula meant.
Yeah. Wait just a minute, now let me think. Chuckus chompula, seems to me like that means good. Let's see. Tastes good or something. I don't remember. I've heard mother talk about it. Of course, I don't know. Oh, I know a few of the bad words, you know.
You gotta have a few handy.
I've sat around and listened to her, but she just loves the topic. And this few old full blood Indian women that come visit her once in a while. Boy, they'll just sit around and talk. Chalked off for hours.
Hmm.
Of course, she's 80.